This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
What you're doing, and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Officials at Fort Hood are telling CNN they have an active shooter on base.
Is he on any sort of medications?
Yes.
Robert Scott Bell.
Every 19 minutes in this country, someone dies of a prescription drug overdose. I couldn't find one documented case of someone dying of a marijuana overdose.
This ultimately is about death.
Robert Scott Bell.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
It's shocking.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Nope, I'm taking a sip of tea first. That's how I feel. Yes, it's live. I'm in studio, the home studio. It's still a boring background, but hopefully the content is not. Welcome back, my friends. Second day of our broadcast week. The Robert Scott Bell Show is here. It's Vance Medicine. Dr. Bitar will be with us later. Super Don. Somehow we'll find a way to take the show over as I just kind of slump over and fall about my desk chair. I am, you know what? Don't do what I did. Don't travel 2,500 miles, even though it only took us 2 weeks to do it. We weren't in a hurry. And then 2.5 days later, after unloading boxes and everything, and having help, no bad, and then doing it in the house. 2.5 days later, darting out on a 3.5 hour flight back over to the two other time zones away and do a wonderful event called the Cancer Prevention Convention. I mean, I'm glad I did that, but just the whole sheer audacity, if that's the word, of me thinking that I could just travel and then get on back and do a show the next day, and yet here I am, sheer will at this point.
Are you getting old or something here?
No, you know what? I feel it today.
You used to brag about this stuff before. Now you're walking in, you got your life alert around your neck, and you're using a walker.
I just need a hug, for goodness sake. What's so wrong with that? No, I'm telling you, just putting it out. Listen, the Cancer Prevention Convention was awesome. Stephanie Hoffman McKeith, she's amazing. Her family is amazing. They pulled it off again, third year in a row, in a different location each year, and sells out, fills up the place. And, you know, what was different about it, I was talking to her this year, too, about that. You know, the first 2 years was filled primarily, not exclusively, but primarily with people who were cancer patients desperately seeking options, you know, scared for their lives. And I'm not saying there wasn't anybody like that there, but it seemed to be more majority people who didn't yet have cancer and maybe didn't want it. And that's true to the name, Cancer Prevention Convention. So it's a really good sign that the word is getting out and people aren't necessarily waiting for cancer to occur to come out and learn these things. So I'm actually thrilled about the transition. I mean, I always feel a lot of it, in fact, for the people who are already suffering. But I'm just pleased that after 2 years now, the third year, that a lot of folks were looking to go, you know what, that prevention word, I want to really do that. I don't want to have to be behind the eight ball trying to figure out what to do when I'm faced with the scary, right? So it was cool. I don't know, how did the broadcast sound yesterday? We had a lot of surprise guests, fun things, Marlene Siegel reunion. Del Bigtree showed up right there at the end.
Right at the last minute, he just jumped right in there and did a solid 5 minute segment there. But yeah, it was good. Yeah. It was a good show yesterday for sure. We got a lot of Ty Bollinger and Charlene yesterday too, which was awesome.
Yeah, that was a dynamic duo, and that was fun. But you abandoned us at the YouTube break at the end. I kept going like another 10 or 15 minutes with Del Bigtree. You got to watch the
I did here. Not abandon. I abandoned you.
Yeah. Oh,
jeez,
yeah,
you were just
over.
Dude, I need to send you a box of tissues today, man.
Yeah, I know. I know. Listen, I appreciate you.
You abandoned me.
Real. Why did you think I said, I need a hug? Super God abandoned me after the show, right? I'm unreasonable. I'm the unreasonable one here, folks. It is me, not Super Don. He's always even-keeled. Head on his shoulder. You know, I don't know how the head on his shoulder stayed there for me on this trip. Then I get back, you know, late at night. I don't know where I am anymore. And this morning, man, I couldn't sleep last night. I felt like the proverbial dog squeeze that you love me mentioning. And through today, I've been trying to recover. You know, visited the new school with my daughter, getting orientated to it. And the people are just wonderful and nice and accommodating and loving. And, I couldn't be happier in that regard. But I have to be a little cantankerous just because, you know, I like my beauty sleep. Not that it helps from the beauty side, but it certainly helps for my sanity and my ability to do a decent show talking about whatever you want me to talk about, Super Don. So we're going to try that. We're going to try to dive in momentarily. Have I let loose enough that people are like, all right, Robert, get to the show already?
Yeah, I think you're all right. Although I tell you, the folks on YouTube right now are getting a little treat. It looks like the cat went out of the studio.
That's right. You can see her. She's like, use the other door. I ain't letting you out.
The cat's just like, how do I
get
this
out?
Door?
She figured it out. She went out to the other door. I got two doors.
Oh, there we go. Okay. Yeah, no, all right. Okay, no. Anyway, this is a health show, I believe, right?
It is. Oh, by the way, it's a cat show, too. I meant to ask Dr. Marlene Siegel, because that little cat that you saw, she's a sweetheart, but she's a skittish cat. It's a rescue cat, if you will. And she was not a lab cat when we left Florida. Over the course of five different adventures, in other words, home she was in, while we were moving cross country, she's now become a lap cat. She's like, okay, you're my humans. I love you. I'm okay with you now. She'll sit in your lap or lay on your belly or whatever and sleep. So it's a transformation I didn't anticipate. So I was very excited about that. We now have a lap cat. It's official.
All right.
So there you go. So excellent. Is this drug safe and effective? Wait. Compared with what? This is a great headline. Except it's unusual because the headline is in the New York Times.
That's right.
Comparative effectiveness research may be the best way to answer questions that patients and physicians face every day. Now, we hear that term, safe and effective, with vaccines. Compared to what? If we look at the one Gardasil claim, we look at what Merck did, and they tested it against a placebo containing aluminum, an aluminum adjuvant, which is not a placebo by definition. Is that an anomaly? Is that a one-off? Or is that what happens in the test the drugs to get them to market and claim that they're safe and effective? And it turns out, according to this physician, what's this doctor's name that wrote this thing? I have to give him some props.
He's a regular writer at the New York Times, Aaron E. Carroll, and he's a pediatrician and a professor of pediatrics.
University of Indiana Medical School?
Yeah.
I think my buddy Dr. Mark Chait studied there. He's a pediatric surgeon in Orlando. We've had him on the show. I'd have to ask him about this guy. But I think this guy's all right. He's asking good questions. He's like, we spend billions of years. Billions of years. See, this is what I'm talking about.
How about dollars?
Dollars, yeah. Yeah.
Dollars.
Billions of dollars. Over tens of years. How's that? It's almost billions of years. Close to. Discovery and development of new drugs. None of it addresses two crucial questions, according to this doctor. How do these new therapies compare with already known ones? What are the relative benefits and harms in a particular situation for a person like you? Right? Dare this doctor, pediatrician, God bless him, actually mention you, the individual. That's such a rare event. It's a breath of fresh air. So, normally they would do comparative effectiveness research. They would test and analyze, and FDA would address it, maybe approve it, maybe not, based on, what are the costs? Do the benefits outweigh the costs or the potential detriment? But the bar that the FDA sets, not very useful, apparently. The real-world questions are not being asked, much less answered, right? Antibiotics. Now, you think antibiotics, commonly used for 70, 80, 90, how many years now since penicillin? It's been a long time. And yet, when you think of the gold standard of peer-reviewed trials that are double-blind, placebo-controlled, crossover, multi-center trials, it hasn't happened with this stuff. This pediatrician is honest. He says, questions about the use of antibiotics always come up, but which drug fits the therapy? What do we need for this one, right? We don't know. How long should we treat this infection? We don't know. What are the relative trade-offs between benefits and side effects in different patients under different circumstances? We don't know. What are you doing? You're not. Oh, close the door. The cat can't get out. My daughter walks behind me and opens the door. I don't know what that was. She's making a special guest appearance. Not camera shy at all, that daughter of mine. But we don't know. I mean, the honesty is almost. I'm like, what? Is that a real doctor?
It blew me away. Yeah, it blew me away because this is not something you would expect out of the New York Times. But I'll give this guy credit because while he probably does not agree with us on a lot of things, you know, he's being very honest here. This level of honesty is kind of a wake-up call. I think if a lot of people read this, they'd be looking at this going, wait, what do you mean you don't know? You're the doctor.
It's a little off-putting. And I don't mean the fact that they don't know, the fact that he's honest about it. I'm like, now I have to actually like a pediatrician?
Oh, that's I got right. you again, right? Right? Right. The Sith Lord now is going to have to read the New York Times.
Damn it, man.
here's what I think is fascinating about this is that, you know, the research that he's talking about here, this comparative research, comparative effectiveness research, obviously makes a whole lot of sense, you know, because you should know, you know, that this drug over here does not work as good as this drug over here.
Yeah.
And when you're the guy with the prescription pad, and you're the guy that's responsible for recommending or prescribing a drug to somebody, you know, as a patient, I would be now having some second thoughts here about even going to a doctor who cannot even tell me whether one drug is better than another. You know, I mean, this is not a safe situation. But here's I think something that's kind of intriguing to think about here, Robert. What if they were to compare, say, the antibiotics and did comparative effectiveness research towards something like silver, right?
We've already done
right?
it.
Right?
I've seen it.
Right?
It's not even a close contest.
But science. Science hasn't done that, right?
Well, it has, in fact.
Has it? Okay.
Yes, it has. Yeah, there's efficacy studies. And it's sad for modern medicine, sad for doctors. But this is another I told you so. We're not going to play this song. How many years have I been saying they don't have the science? How many years have I been saying it's a degree, right? If they would accuse homeopaths of being, you know, let's say observational and operating on observational, you know, studies, like we observe, we learn, we apply, they would say that's not scientific. In the case of doctors and their drugs, that's what they've been doing forever. It's not based on peer-reviewed journal articles comparing the effectiveness of drugs and to one another to decide which drug is better, much less how long to use it. And so, you keep listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show, you'll do just as well, except you won't die. Like you will if you rely on the medical doctors and their drugs. By the way, blood pressure medicine versus anti-cholesterol drugs, there's a case in point here. They say for fractions of pennies on the dollar, they could actually prevent more heart attacks with that. And I'm not endorsing that, but again, that's just an acknowledgement of the things that they don't do when they put you on the expensive drugs. Hey, more chicanery in the scientific peer-reviewed journals next.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com. You know what the American diet lacks most? The minerals selenium, chromium, and silicon. And research shows that low selenium levels reduce the function of glutathione in our bodies. Scientific research links many modern diseases to a deficiency of these minerals. For the highest quality whole food selenium, chromium, and silicon in the industry, go to healthjourneystore.com right now and get a 10% discount on your first order. Use code SAVE10 at checkout. Again, use SAVE, the number 10, at checkout to receive 10% off your first order at healthjourneystore.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
Scott Bell Show.
Take my head. 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. And what's up for today? These 2 hours don't count because I am here, but I'm not here. I'm in my body. I'm not in my body. I could be floating in and out. Super Don's going to ground me, or Dr. Bitar will at the end of the hour. And I don't mean ground me and I'll get in trouble. Just keep me grounded so I don't float off into the ethers for lack of sleep. And yes, I'm whining again, Super Don. Deal with it. I'll be back after a good night's rest. But then again, you like it when I'm ornery, when I'm punchy McStuffins. Occasionally it makes for good radio. So we're gonna see what we can do to carry on.
Okay.
You're okay with that?
Well, yeah. Let's move on to junk science. How's that sound?
Ooh, I didn't have the, you didn't cue me in advance. I would have had that ready.
I have genocide theme,
but I don't have junk science theme. But go ahead. Tell me about the junk science. That would be very enlightening.
Well, this was of particular interest to me today when I saw this because the headline says, covering health research, and I'm like, yes, you know, because that's what I do all the time, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They say, choose your studies and words wisely. And I'm going, all right, so I think we're going to be maybe delving into critical thinking here. Mm-hmm. And what happened was, and we've covered this before, how there are a lot of holes in a lot of the studies that are published in these journals, right? And these are studies that, you know, we talk about quite often.
Sure.
But every time they do a study about studies, they always find that there's a huge number of them that are just total junk.
Bunk.
That they're not reproducible, replicatable.
Can you debunk the bunk studies, right? They always talk about, we've debunked the claim that vaccines are related to autism.
Debunk the debunk study. You might end up in some kind of like continual loop that would send you into another dimension or something if you did
that. Yeah, I think the space-time continuum would collapse at that point for the skeptics, but the, what did you call the skeptics? I forget, you renamed them. You remember what that is?
Oh, yeah, instead of skeptics, they're septics.
Septics, that's right, yeah.
Yes.
The septics would just overflow, yes. And we don't want that to happen.
And there's a couple of websites that I will now refer to as septic tanks.
Hmm. Very good. So yes. If we're looking at, you know, peer-reviewed literature and trying to make sense of it all, you know, I go back, and a lot of times I will include this in my lecture, particularly on the way these studies are reported as well. Because I think there's an intent, and it's more like if you're the study author, right, and you really believe in your study, wouldn't it bother you if the mainstream media covered it and really kind of touted it the wrong way? You're like, wait, no, that's not what the study says. I mean,
yes.
I think you would care enough about all the work and time and effort, the peer review that went into it, that granted it's a mainstream media newspaper like USA Today might cover a story. But I would want to editorialize and go, you guys, that's not what the study meant. That's not what it said.
Well, and every once in a while we uncover one of these, right, where you get the headline.
Yeah.
And these things make me nuts, where they'll say there's a link between cotton candy and hangnails, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. And you look at it and you go, wow. And it'll get my attention because the headline's just like, wow, how could that be? That's a really bizarre thing. I need to click on this and read some more. What I've just done is exactly what that website wanted me to do. They created a headline that had this like sensational or really bizarre or fascinating sounding result from a study. And then you click on it. And then when you get towards the bottom of the text of the article, then it says, cotton candy may have absolutely no link to hangnails. And you're looking at it and you're going, wait a minute, hold on. You got me to click on it.
Yeah.
You had me read your whole stupid article. And at the end, you are contradicting what you said in the headline.
Yeah.
And this happens all the time.
All the time, yeah. And the classic example for me is I'm, you know, lecturing around the world on gut health and utilizing silver hydrosol to help facilitate regenerative events within the gut lining. And then you have the headline reading in USA Today years ago, silver nanoparticles destroy, damage, kill the epithelial cells of the gastrointestinal tract. And you go to the study because the headline read that basically silver is bad for the gut. And you read the study and you go, wait a second. The cells that were killed, that yes, they were epithelial cells, but what they neglected to say in the USA Today report is that they were epithelial cancer cells. How do you miss that? How do you miss that in the headline? You say silver is bad for the gut. And you're like, wait a second, it's bad for cancer cells in the gut. Isn't that just a slight miscue? I mean, you can't make that mistake. That's not an oof. That's an on purpose, folks. And whether the science was flawed or whether it was legitimate, if it promotes something that could not be a drug that could be patented and sold for billions and trillions, then the mainstream media that relies on pharmaceutical advertising is not going to tell you the truth. That's where it's all fake news, Super Don. It's all fake news in the mainstream media when it comes to health and healing. Except when it's not. And when it's not, Super Don points it out.
You're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and of course the Echo Water that we all know and love and Paul Bertero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive. And it's basically one few-hour session. But this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy Sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through. 800-337-7017. 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too. Until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's Advanced Medicine today. Dr. Rock the Guitar plans to be with us second hour of the show. If you got questions, submit them over at robertscottbell.com, or if you're watching on YouTube, you can do that as well. We are syndicated by our friends in Minnesota, and that's called GCN, Genesis Communications Network, GCNlive.com. Who was it, Ben Fuchs? I saw Ben Fuchs this weekend. Up in, where were you, Michigan? He said he wants to call me and put him on his show. What time is his show on? Because if it's too early, I might sleep in.
He wants to be on this show, or his show?
He wants me to be on his show, Ben's show.
Okay.
Which I'm happy to do. I don't remember what time it is.
I got an email from somebody else, too, that was talking about being on the show, and they had talked to you. Who was it?
People make stuff up. Don't believe anything.
Ted Anders, PhD?
Oh, yeah, I remember him. I remember years ago we talked about a lung remedy from Fiji. And I think it was like red algae or something like that. I don't know if you remember. It's like an interesting substance from creation. Again, there's more medicine that we know of from creation. And I think he's doing some good work, so we might have to interview him. He might have a new book out. So, yeah, keep an eye on that. We'll see. That might be something worthwhile to follow up on. Let's see. What else we got going on today? Four years ago, pin drops. A pin drop. Now, yeah, let me talk about it this way. Our friend Liam Shep was still alive, obviously, 4 years ago. We did many shows together over the years. Creative soul, if there ever was one. Very funny and intelligent beyond IQ. Guy could dig deep as a researcher. And when this CDC whistleblower thing happened, William Thompson came out. We were interviewing Brian Hooker. We were interviewing, of course, Del Bigtree, as well as who else was on the show Andrew Wakefield, of course, Andy was on. And, you know, it was a big deal. My gosh, a senior research scientist at the CDC admitted, I'll use that word again, chicanery. It was bad stuff going on. They were messing with the data. They trashed data, they hid data, they massaged data to make it look like the MMR had no relationship to autism. And William Thompson confessed to Brian Hooker. And they made a documentary film about it. Vaxxed from cover-up to catastrophe. I mean, it's a powerful film. But even though I was, you know, I don't know, eternally optimistic and naive sometimes, thinking, my gosh, this could really put a nail in the coffin of the vaccine industrial complex. This is big because you even had Representative Bill Posey from Florida read it into the congressional record, not once but twice, what was going on. And yet, you could hear a pin drop. Crickets. Mainstream media. The only mainstream media attention it got was the outrage for this anti-vax film that was banned from the Tribeca Film Festival because Bobby De Niro got cold feet. Which actually worked out well for the film because it made it all the more controversial. It would have kind of went into oblivion had they let it air and said nothing about it. But it blew up, and I think it was one of the top grossing, not that it's a big grosser in terms of money, but for a documentary film, it did pretty well. And, wow. Now I thought, talking to Liam, man, this could do it. He's like, no, not going to do it. Not going to do anything. Nothing's going to happen. It'll go by the wayside, and boom, he was right. He was right. Now, did it wake up? And I acquiesced to that perspective. I understood what he's saying. I said, well, okay, here's what it will do. There will be more moms and dads that will become aware of this. There'll be one less, two less, ten less, I don't know, a number of fewer children that will be harmed because of that. And okay, that's reasonable. But to see the whole thing come toppling down, no, there's too much invested. And I don't mean just money. This is not only about money. This is about the gateway drug to a lifelong dependence on pharmaceutical intervention. Vaccines, that's what they are. Folks, don't kid yourself. This is not about preventing disease. And even if they did prevent the manifestation of any given disease, like measles, is it really to the benefit of society, if you want to say that? Or the individual who doesn't get real measles because of the MMR vaccine, if it were indeed working? That is not a question even worth considering, according to the mainstream medical socialists, certainly collectivists. Because they don't consider that the peer-reviewed literature has already shown that having these childhood eruptive diseases like measles is a benefit to the immune system. We mentioned it on the show yesterday with Ty Bollinger. You have lower incidences of immune deficiency diseases and cancer when you have the actual disease. So 4 years later, after the CDC whistleblower reveals vaccine fraud, still nothing has changed at CDC. Nothing has changed. I heard that some kind of statement was put out that they're doing an internal investigation. Who's doing it? They themselves, the CDC. That's going to go well.
They're investigating themselves.
That's right. Yeah, we can count on them, the Centers for Disease Creation and Promotion, the ones that, you know, buy billions of dollars and sell billions of dollars worth of vaccines every year. Yeah, you're going to rely on them. Now, having said that, I talked about the strategy that Bobby Kennedy and Del Bigtree and others are now looking and strategizing, getting it on, going on offense, right? Because much of our lives, once we woke up to the danger of vaccines, the lack of scientific validity to safety or efficacy, we've been on the defensive, defending our positions instead of attacking them on their lack of scientific validation. And now, with the suit against the Department of Health and Human Services, which we reported on for the last few weeks, and Dell was talking about it, They won. They didn't win a monetary award. They won an admission by HHS. The day, in violation of the law that Congress passed, or the that was passed in law, I would call it unconstitutional, to absolve all manufacturers of vaccines, if they're put on the schedule, according to the CDC, the childhood schedule, there is no liability whatsoever. Therefore, no incentive to make a safe product. None whatsoever. Hey, nothing happens. We sell it. You buy it. You have to take it. Your perception is it's mandated. We're golden. And you, my friends, are on the short end of that stick. Your children could be killed, injured at the very least. And you have no recourse other than to petition a special magistrate of some kind in a kangaroo unconstitutional vaccine court. And with that, you would have had, well, somebody's got to be looking out for us, right? Somebody's got to be looking out that these vaccines are being made safer. And it's true. Under the law, apparently, even Reagan was saying, hey, I'm concerned about this. This is not a great idea. So, in the law, HHS was put in charge. And they had to report back to Congress, apparently every 2 years, on the state of vaccine safety, research, vaccine adverse events. Are they going down? Are they going up? If they're going up, why? What can we do to make them safer? Because you know the manufacturers are not going to. They don't have to. And they admitted in this lawsuit that there was no evidence that they had once, even once, reported to Congress on their findings. Not once! And so I could say to Liam Sheff, if he were alive today, and I'm sure he's listening on some level, just laughing at us a little bit, going, see, I told you so, that once again the mainstream media and Congress doing nothing. Crickets. Crickets! Even 4 years after CDC whistleblower, now we have a new thing, a new story. A complete abrogation of duty. The law says you must report to Congress. And they've done it not once in 30 years. And the media has not reported on this story. Oh, yeah, they reported on the Monsanto story. Probably because they have a patented pesticide ready to take, or fungicide, or herbicide, ready to take a place of Roundup. So they're going to go, yeah, we'll sacrifice that because we got something better in the works. And it's patented, and we're going to get $1 zillion for it. And we're going to claim it's safe and effective. Just like they claim for vaccines, which have not been proven safe nor effective. At least by any stretch of the imagination that you would care to have them be effective. If all you care about is stopping the manifestation or symptoms of these so-called childhood eruptive diseases, and you care not about the chronic diseases, the cancers, the autoimmune diseases that result, well, you know, be happy taking the shot. But not here, not on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We don't play that game. And there's more than the quietness on the whistleblower at CDC and the HHS lawsuit that they lost than their admission. You have the audacity at the Memorial Regional Health. What is this Memorial Regional Health, Super Don? What is this? This is a
hospital. Big hospital in Colorado.
Yeah. They're claiming, and this is Colorado. We just passed through that state. Beautiful state. But dunderheaded regional health centers at Memorial. U.S. vaccination supply, safest in history.
Oh.
Really?
Well, let's that just completely contradicts everything you were just talking about.
Right. On what basis are they making this claim? With that,
the data from the CDC.
Oh wait, no, they didn't. Oh no, you didn't. You went to the CDC for vaccine safety data information. Yeah. Really? Are they under the Department of Health and Human Services? Last time I checked, they were part of HHS. HHS hasn't done anything to define safety, much less identify it, see if it's happening. Without a proper exemption, Colorado law requires all students attending Colorado schools to be vaccinated against certain diseases. Right? Again, this is the whole, it's mandated, but it's not. There are exemptions. Except in California, West Virginia, and is it Mississippi? And now those, at the very least on the state level, I could see success happening. If you come in with the admission from the Department of Health and Human Services that they have not once reported, according to the law, not once reported to Congress on safety issues. There's no evidence that they're conducting safety studies, doing post-market analysis, reporting on it, communicating it to Congress, saying, here's a problem, this is getting worse, this is getting... None of that. That you have a very strong case now on the state level to nullify the mandates that they're relying on CDC to put into place for attendance at school, or even to work in a hospital if you're a health professional. If you have a medical degree or a nursing degree, and you have the ability to use the intelligence God gave you, not the degree, which didn't give you anything in reality, except an excuse not to use common sense. But once you wake up, you go, I don't want that shot. There's no evidence of safety. In fact, quite the opposite we're seeing. And you have whole health centers and hospitals in Colorado claiming it's the safest ever, ever, based on what? Demand to see the evidence. And then they point to the CDC. And then climb up the chains to the top levels of the HHS and say, your claims, can I say facetious? That's an understatement. Your claims have no merit. You lack merit. I'm going to give you a demerit for doing that. How's that? Is that good enough?
Sounds like a bunch of chicanery to me.
There you are going with the chicanery. That's the word of the day. We haven't had a word of the day in a long time.
That's
chicanery,
true.
The word of the day. Alongside.
Well, I just want to thank our listener, Ula, or Eula. Ula. I'll get it sooner or later. Thank you for sending us that story from Colorado. That's a good one.
Eula Oblongata. That's not her. That's Ula. Ula. Folks, we got a lot more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show. One more segment this hour before we bring on Advanced Medicine and Dr. Rashi Batar to set us straight on all of this stuff. What other mysteries do we have to solve in the universe that we have yet to solve, that we might solve after this commercial break? You don't want to go anywhere. This is a big one.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Because we call out vaccines to be the dog squeeze that they likely contain, there might be interruptions, those of you watching on YouTube, or they'll break for a commercial for the official stories, right? The official story is vaccines are safe and effective. Don't listen to Robert Scott Bell, because he's talking nonsense. That lawsuit against HHS didn't occur. They didn't lose. It didn't even happen. Dell Bigtree is a figment of all of our imaginations. Right? Right. They're desperately trying to hold on to that official story reality. But it's over. Over? It's not over till... No, I'm hearing Belushi saying, was it over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor? Right? That's the absurdity of which they're, you know, trying to control the media, the new media, through YouTube, through Facebook, through Twitter, right? And there's got to be other ways. Of course, our buddy Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, is trying to develop more ways and highlight and spotlight those ways, including Real.Video. And Super Don occasionally throwing some stuff up there. Eventually, maybe we'll be able to go live there as well, which will be cool. So, for now, before advanced medicine, I think we got to do some advanced medicine of our own to solve the never-ending mysteries in the universe. And there are a few of them. And this will lead us into them, I think, safely, and Super Don will take over, because I'm going to take a nap right now, because I don't want to know another mystery of the universe. I don't want to solve it, because we've got too many other problems to deal with. Let's give a listen.
Great moments in time. Great moments in science.
All right, so what kind of universal mystery have we solved today, Super Don?
Well, the folks over at MIT, no less, have figured something out that has been bothering a lot of people lately. And I love the first paragraph here. They say, when you study physics, you're bound to brush up against some of the universe's larger mysteries. What came before the Big Bang? What lies inside a black hole? Or is it possible to break a stick of dry spaghetti into exactly two pieces?
That's the big one. Okay.
This was apparently all of the other universities and the scientific research institutes of the country were unable to figure this one out, so they handed this off to MIT. And listen, is it a real thing? Of course it is. Anybody who's tried to cook spaghetti.
Yeah.
Knows that when you take the spaghetti and, you know, unless you've got like a huge pot to cook it in, sometimes you got to break the spaghetti to get everything
in half,
to fit
that's
in
right.
there. And when you break the dry spaghetti, what happens? It's like Happy New Year spaghetti confetti flies all over the place, right?
Now,
all
Super Don, have you ever spent time breaking spaghetti one strand by one strand? I always grab the whole thing, like a bale of hay or straw, and then go, you ever do that? Little pieces fly.
Well, that's the huge one. Now, if you try and do it with one piece, it does the same thing. It's very difficult to get it to break in half. And so somebody contacted MIT and said, guys, listen, we need you to figure this out because this is you know, causing a huge problem. It's affecting the stock market and global warming. So will you guys please figure this out? Mm-hmm. Well, apparently they did figure out that there is a way that you can break a piece of spaghetti in half perfectly without it shattering into a bunch of pieces. And it goes into talking about having to twist the number of degrees of the twist of the spaghetti before you break it and things of that nature. I won't go into the science of it, but I'm rather fascinated that MIT took the time, probably spent some money on figuring out how to break spaghetti in half.
Yes, because they've clearly figured out how to get from here to the moon without radiating yourself to death.
We've discovered warp speed and MIT. Really?
Maybe they can use the spaghetti they studied to shield the astronauts in space through the Van Allen belt. How about that?
I don't know.
Right, so basically you're supposed to twist one end 360 degrees then break it. Now everybody go home. That's your homework tonight because you've got nothing better to do. Take that one strand, twist it 360, then split it and see if it goes two pieces with no fragments.
Yes. You know what? Let's have a little fun. For the folks that are listening and over on YouTube, if you actually try this, get a video of it. And send it. We'll feature
it
on our Facebook page.
We'd
love to see it. We
want to call BS on MIT if they're wrong. Wouldn't that be great? Oh, you're wrong. Wait, it wasn't a controlled clinical experiment and you're not Italian. It doesn't count. Okay, folks, we're going to take a break, and let's say come back after the news is over with Dr. Rasha Bitar and his wheelhouse, emergency trauma medicine at one point in his career. And I'm going to ask him a question about that related to vaccine adverse events and injuries. And more coming up on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Check it all out, robertscottbell.com. The place for health, freedom, and healing liberty, because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call **1234. That's **1234. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the IRS collections process right now by calling **1234. When you call the Tax Defense Center, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate your back taxes, including penalties and interest. **1234. **1234 could save you thousands on your back taxes. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. It's your hard-earned money. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the call that could help you end the worry today. **1234. That's **1234. **1234. **1234.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.